This time of year is when lots of coaches are moving around. Wildcats Athletic Director Greg Owens is always busy this time of year filling vacancies. Coach Owens talked about three of his new hires and more Friday morning.
In the school business, there's usually changes this time of year. Everybody's either moving for personal reasons or what have you, but we do have some new hires here at Sulphur Springs. We got two young ladies joined us in the middle school. Brittany Manis, who was the head volleyball coach at Paris, she's coming to join us, and we're excited about that and her knowledge level she's bringing. She's looking for a little slower pace from the varsity position there and also moving here for family reasons. Kiasa Bonds is another young lady from there, grew up in Longview and played some college volleyball and was an outstanding athlete at Longview in all the sports. So we're excited about having her knowledge level. She's been working with our young ladies here in our in the volleyball league over East Texas and around that and coaching some of them. And so we're excited about her and the passion and all that she brings with her. So her husband's also a coach. He's over in Cooper. So a close family here to our area. And then on the football side, I hired a young man named David Morris, who has defensive coordinator experience, and he's also been a GA at the collegiate level, and excited about the knowledge level he's going to bring and the energy level he's going to bring. And we're also very thankful for all these coaches that have been here with us and what they brought to our community, to our kids and our schools, and they're getting a move for personal reasons and moving on in their careers, and some of them are advancing and having those opportunities to better themselves and to kind of climb the ladder, if you will, in the profession. So I know they've got big goals. When we hire people, we want folks that want to be head coaches and coordinators and all that, and so that's the type of person we understand they're going to be leaving at some point, but that's just the nature of the business too, and so we're very appreciative of them and what they brought to the table.
Probably want to knock on wood, but you've managed to have a pretty good core that you've had together for a while, and that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, when there's not a whole lot of change, when things seem to be moving in the right direction and there's consistency, you know, just from dealing with kids and building a program and doing those things, you hate it when you're always revolving door of coaches in a program. You never can really get settled down. And I feel like in a lot of our areas, we're really settled, and it's been good, and there's a consistency there. So most people we are replacing right now are not head coaches, they're assistant coaches. And so the head coaches are still there and their programs are in place and I think all moving in the right direction.
Anybody still to be hired, so you're looking for at this point? Or?
Yeah, we still got a couple more spots and still have a couple guys out there looking and entertaining a couple of ideas and some offers. So they're going to look, see what's their best option. So not too many, I don't think, but there's just a couple. I know there's a couple of head coaching positions out there that have – some local schools have kind of called on some of our assistants, and so they're exploring those and see if that's the best option for them or their family, if they're truly ready for that or not. So, you know, so we're still up there. We don't know. I mean, we still have a month or so here to find out, but everybody's kind of scrambling from every district to kind of fill up their staffs and get those nailed down, hopefully before you get into July.
KSST Sports.